Turkey's President Erdogan will meet with President Trump next week in Washington. It could be awkward. Lawmakers from both U.S. parties are preparing sanctions against Turkey for its incursion into northern Syria against Kurdish fighters who were once loyal to the U.S. But President Trump essentially gave Turkey the green light for that incursion, and the White House opposes any efforts to put sanctions on Turkey. Meanwhile, as Turkish troops continue to establish a so-called safe zone in northeastern Syria to push Kurds out of the region, civilians on both sides of the border are relieved that mortar and rocket attacks have stopped. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more on the view from two Turkish border towns.
Akçakale sits right on the Turkey-Syria border. On the other side, beyond the M4 highway, sits the Syrian city of Raqqa. There's a tea house on the Turkish side, just a few dozen yards from the border. As men watch news about the latest on the ceasefire between the army and Kurdish militants, large Turkish military trucks roll by on their way to cross into Syria. The owner, Mustafa, would rather not give his last name if he's going to be quoted in the media. He says he's 67 or 68 and has lived here most of his life. He says this fighting has been pretty bad, including attacks launched in violation of the recent ceasefire. But it was worse 7 years ago when it was ISIS on the other side.
Five women died in total. It was really bad. Now this time, a couple of kids have died. It's awful. If I could, I would fight the Kurds myself, because as long as they stay there and they're used by international forces like the U.S., we're not going to be safe.
At the next table, a group of men play a game with numbered plastic tiles called OK. Mustafa says even though there's no guarantee hostilities won't start up again, the town is repopulating.
We were scared, of course, but everyone came back, and the kids came back too, and now the schools are open again. Now we're waiting to see what will happen.
With the Kurdish fighters' move away from the border zone, Russian and Turkish officials launched joint patrols. The patrols are the latest and strongest sign that when it comes to Syria, Russia is moving in where the U.S. moved out. Down the road, in a barbershop in the town of Suruç, a local farmer is getting a trim. His name is Ramazan Arda, and he says the shift in superpower involvement hasn't gone unnoticed. He asks, Russia's looking a lot more sincere than the U.S. at the moment, don't you think? Before adding that even though the border is so close, they don't go near it these days. Arda accepts the Turkish government's contention that Syrian and Turkish Kurdish fighters are cut from the same cloth. He says he's long been worried about a Kurdish state being carved out in this part of Turkey. We've been living here three generations, he says, and it always seemed they were going to form a state in here, like Israel, and that wouldn't be good for Turkey. For the time being, the chances of that happening appear slim, and people on this side of the border seem to be enjoying a relative moment of peace. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Suruç, Turkey.